Good evening, and welcome to all of those who are joining us online to the November meeting of the Murrumbidgee Shire Council. Firstly, councillors, I would like to form acknowledgement of the country. Murrumbidgee Shire Council is proud to acknowledge the Tongarong and the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now call Murrumbidgee Shire. We pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, who are the keepers of history, traditions, knowledge, and culture of this land. Councillors, the pledge, please raise your right hand. The councillors, democratically elected to represent our community as the Murrumbidgee Shire Council, are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, those who conduct business here, and those who visit. Thank you. This public meeting is being streamed live via our Facebook page and made available for public access on our website, along with the official minutes of this meeting. Madam CEO, do we have any apologies or requests for planned leave?
Do we have
a
question?
No. Thank you. Councillors, do we have a disclosure of interest or conflict of interest? Councillor Cuthbert.
Mayor Walsh, I have a general conflict of interest with item 4.1, the Grants and Contributions Program, with part 2D.
Thank you. Confirmation of minutes. We have a recommendation that Council confirm the minutes of the 26th of October 2022 scheduled meeting with Council. I have a Councillor move that. Councillor Gerringer. And seconded, Councillor Carpenter. Councillors, all those in favour? Thank you. Carried. We have a further recommendation that Council confirm the minutes of the 16th of November 2022 scheduled meeting of Council for the election of the Mayor. Can I have the Councillor move that recommendation? Councillor McCauley and Councillor Lordy. Councillors, all those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Madam CEO, do we have any petitions? Is there any community recognition? Do we have any matters deferred from previous meetings? No. Should I ask? Urgent business? No. No. Yep. And I believe we don't have any public participation either in open forum or questions of council.
That's right.
Thank you. So we come to the reports. The first one, item 4.1, Grants and Contributions Program November Allocations. Ms. Siebert, I believe you're going to do the presentation.
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. This evening we have four items relating to grants and contributions on the council agenda. In relation to item 2D, Councillor Carpenter has declared a conflict of interest and will step out of the room momentarily while we deliberate. So we've broken up each of the recommendations to accommodate. The first item to discuss is relating to the Yay Cruise Night, which is a casual get-together of like-minded car lovers in the township of Yay, held on the second Saturday of the month and runs from October to March, October 2022 to March 2023. The Yay Community House is seeking funding for traffic management permits, entertainment and advertising. It's noted that $500 of the overall grant has been awarded under delegation, and there is a further $2,000 that is to be considered by council. So that would be a total of $2,500 as part of the overall award to Yay Community House as part of the Yay Cruise Night. There is an additional Yay Community House application for the Yay Christmas Festival and Market. This application seeks to support for a free Christmas festival for the community on the same date and in the same location as the Yay Railway Market. The Yay Railway Market is affiliated with the Yay Community House as a social enterprise and is looking to expand on the impact of the monthly December market by encompassing a free Christmas festival experience for the community. It's recommended that a grant be awarded of $3,600. In the category of fee reductions, Alexandra Community Christmas Tree Festival, hosted by the Alexandra Community Christmas Tree Festival, is seeking $2,000 to display over 300 Christmas trees decorated by the community in the Alexandra Shire Hall throughout December. The event is well known, long running, and welcome within the Alexandra community. So it is recommended that there is a fee reduction of $2,000. In relation to event support, we'll just hold off and we'll deliberate on the first three items. So it is the recommendation that Council note an allocation of $500 to the Yay Community House for the Yay Cruise Night for the event that was held on the 12th of November under delegation. It is further recommended that Council endorse the Yay Community House Yay Cruise Night for a further $2,000 as item 2B. It is recommended that Council endorse the Yay Community House Yay Christmas Festival and Market for $3,600 and Alexandra Community Christmas Tree Festival for the value of $2,000. Thank you, Mayor Walsh.
Thank you. Are there any questions, Councillors? There being no questions, can I have someone move the recommendation? Councillor Carpenter.
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. I would like to move the Council Officer's recommendation, please.
That's for item one and then 2A, B, and C.
Yes.
Thank you. And a seconder, Councillor Gerringer. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. I would just like to say that the three events are all events that bring the communities together. They all provide an opportunity for people to socialise, to get out and about. In particular, the Yay Cruise Night is a terrific opportunity for a lot of men who may not get out terribly much to get out and talk to their colleagues and neighbours and admire the cars. And I heartily recommend that we make the following allocations.
Councillor Gerrity.
No, thank you,
Mayor. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Carpenter, would you like to close?
Close, thank you.
Thank you. Well, councillors, we have a vote, please. All those in favour? Thank you. Carry. Will we please note that Councillor Carpenter is with the chamber? Let's see, could you give us a briefing on that last item, please?
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. In relation to item 2D, the Rotary Club of Yay is seeking event support for an annual art show which encourages participation by local and interstate artists and artisans and supports the Yay Wetlands Art Paint Out Day. The event attracts many visitors to Yay and the applicant demonstrates a strong track record of delivering previous events and is supported by a well-resourced, experienced and skilled committee. The recommendation to Council is for a grant of $2,500.
Yeah. Are there any questions? I have one. How does that match the grants that we give to other art shows around the Shire?
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. I would gleefully go back and inquire about that within the team. And perhaps there's other members within the executive team who can answer that. There's other relatively new.
I may answer that, Mayor Walsh. $2,500 is the general amount that is allocated for similar articles.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have we then someone who would like to move the recommendation of 2D? Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. And Councillor Ward. Councillor Gallagher, would you like to speak?
Please, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank the assessment panel for their deliberations and their recommendations, and I commend the high calibre of all of the November allocations which support community wellbeing and benefit. And the Rotary Unique, the Unique Rotary EA Art Show is no exception there. It gives participants the opportunity to convey their perspective of their world through their work, and so I'll be supporting that motion.
Thank you. Councillor Lord.
Yes, thank you. I've been lucky enough while I was at working with council and whilst being a councillor to work with Yay Rotary for a long time. I find that Yay Rotary are a really good bunch. They will do a beautiful job with this and I'll make sure that every one of those $2,500 counts. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for or against the recommendation? Sorry, the motion. Councillor
Gallagher,
wish to
close?
Close, thank you. Take a vote, all those in favour? Carried. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We'll move on to item 5.1. So, Council Plan 2021 to 2025 for the performance report, the 1st of July to 30th of September 2022.
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. This report provides a summary of the progress to date and the action taken in the 1 July to 30 September 2022 period in delivering Council's Priority Action Plan 22-23 and Council Plan 21-25. Apologies that the title on this report in the agenda has the incorrect dates. This will be rectified for the minutes. It should also be noted that the recent flood events occurred post the close of this particular quarterly report, as the events happened in October and the report finished on the 30th of September. The Council Plan 21-25 is structured into five themes: resilient communities, beautiful townships and rural settings, growth and opportunity, a protected environment, transparency, inclusion and accountability. At 30 September 2022, 91.5% of actions were reported to be on track. The attached progress report provides a summary of the activity undertaken in the first quarter for each of the five themes. Highlights from the first quarter include some of the following. Our youth services team delivered two Gnarly Neighbours skate events in Yay and Kinglake with 70 young people and 30 community members attending. We installed five bike maintenance and repair stations in larger townships to encourage increased cycle use and township visitation. We registered to take part in the Better Planning Project through the Department of Land, Water, Planning to improve the quality of information provided to applicants. We adopted the new climate change policy aimed to achieve carbon neutrality by 2035, and the policy will be complemented by an action plan which is scheduled for adoption in January 2023. And finally, we adopted the reviewed governance rules at the August scheduled meeting. The revised rules include the ability for meetings to be conducted in a remote and virtual or hybrid environment. This also includes the ability for the community to participate in public participation through virtual means as well. Therefore, the officer recommendation is that Council note the Council Plan 21-25 Progress Report, 1 July to 30 September 2022 period, as contained in Attachment 5.1.1.
Thank you. Are there any questions, Councillors? Councillor Gray.
Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Carter, the priority action plan remains mute on the mention of emergency response, and you said obviously it's going to impact the subsequent quarters. Can you talk a little bit to how the organisation prepares for the increasingly likely disruption to best laid plans when emergencies occur?
Sure. So directly the annual action plan doesn't have obviously any actions related to the flood recovery and the emergency event. You will start to see in further quarters some reporting across various areas due to potentially some priority shifting or changes in some of the focus in those areas, but it wouldn't be directly reflected in the annual action plan just due to the annual action plan being adopted prior to the flood event.
Okay.
Any other questions? Well, councillors, can we have someone move the recommendation from Mr. Forge? Councillor Lord.
As per the officer's recommendation, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
A second. Councillor Pesman. Councillor Lord, would you speak?
Not really. It's just that it is showing that we're doing a pretty good job in council, and I thank all staff and councillors for that. Thank you.
Yes.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any other councillors who wish to comment for or against the motion? Councillor Gully.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd actually like to add an amendment. So in addition to the recommended motion that we add a second point B, to add an action to Council's Priority Action Plan 2022-2023 for the purpose of reporting upon emergency response and recovery.
Is there a second of that amendment? Councillor Gurnett.
Thank you, Mayor. So obviously the emergency is unforeseeable. When the SLA plans were laid, the action plan was established. And nevertheless, we've encountered a flooding and river run emergency across the Shire. I suspect that there are no easy options in terms of reporting the progress of the response and recovery back to the community. And so I ask that the priority action plan be amended to include this section to report against.
Councillor Gary.
Thank you, Mayor. I concur with what Councillor Gary Gallagher is saying. And I think an important thing to note is that obviously we live in an area where we have been prone to emergencies, be it fire and now this one flood, and I think adding an action such as this would enable us to properly report to the community and keep everyone up to date as to what council are doing in relation to this.
Could you just re-amend again, please?
Certainly, Mayor. So the amendment would have the substantive motion in full have be that council note the council plan 2021 to 2025 progress report for the 1st of July to 30 September 2022 period as attached as contained in the attachment. And point B, add an action to council's priority action plan 2022-2023 for the purpose of reporting upon emergency response and recovery.
Councillors, is there anyone else who wishes to speak for or against the amended resolution? Okay. I'll get a look from the guidance. Yeah. Is it all right? In that case, then that becomes the new resolution, and then we have a vote on the amended resolution, which has both a part A and a part B. All those in favour? All those against? Carried. Thank you very much. We come to Councillor and CEO reports. Do you have any notices of motion?
No.
Okay. Councillor Carpenter, do you wish to have a report this evening?
Nothing to report tonight, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. Firstly, I offer my congratulations to you and to Deputy Mayor Councillor Haslam on your appointments. What a remarkable honour it is for you both. November and Alexandra has been wetter and colder than locals are used to, but nevertheless, Alexandra was the place to be. The red Redgate CWA Annual General Meeting was conducted with Sue Wynne, Jane Laws, Holly Wale and Maureen Holohan and Martine Sloan taking executive roles for the coming year. The talent of the local CWA members is something to behold, as is the support, education and friendship that the members offer to the community and to one another. Similarly skilled and supportive, the Eildon District Woodworkers Guild met on Melbourne Cup Day to celebrate the purchase of a trailer, which will help transport logs of milled timber. Members of the Guild acknowledged with appreciation that the investment in the trailer was made possible with the support of Council. On Friday, November 11th, Annual Victorian Country Press Association Awards, the awards night in Melbourne saw Anne Ritchie, the Alexandra Standard, win at the 2022 Best News Photo Award with a picture of the Alexandra Primary School Run. I congratulate and acknowledge her commitment to local news coverage. Earlier on the 11th, the Alexandra RSL led commemoration services at Yark and at Lecky Park in Alexandra for a community eager to pay respects to those who served in Australia's defence forces, and particularly those who transacted their life for our freedom. I had the great privilege of presiding over the election of office bearers at the Alexandra Race Club AGM. Returning President Chris Walsh welcomed his executive, comprised of Robin Walsh, Barbara Gamble and Ty Walsh. Another cancelled October race day saw that the community looking forward to some great racing events and the Alexandra Cup in the new year. Kim Croxford led a fair forestry transition community meeting in Alexandra Town Hall. The forum looks for opportunities to support community members directly affected by Victoria's departure from native hardwood harvest industry. As I listened to those assembled, it was clear that environmentalist entrepreneurs, forest fire managers, First Nations representatives, landholders, teachers, artists, farmers, scientists, and even fourth generation foresters have an indistinguishable passion for the bush and for enhancing Alexandra and Tribal's relationship with the forest. I look forward to supporting the development of Murrindindi Shire Council's meaningful local development strategy. On the 137th Alexandra Agricultural Show Day on the 12th of November, it was simply inspiring to see so many locals supporting our show. In the face of weather events and a limited program of attractions, families arrived and celebrated the day in great numbers. The hardworking committee is to be congratulated and appreciated for assisting after years of COVID cancellations. The community has certainly expressed its desire for the show to continue and to thrive. In mid-October, in the days immediately following the commencement of the flood emergency, as the Mayor was fielding offers of support from state government, I received a call from Brent Petterick of Rapid Relief Team. Rapid Relief Team offers connection of people to support and financial services. I immediately introduced Brent to local livestock agent Andrew Emblin, who would assist in the distribution of aid at a community event. We later met with council officers and it was declared that an event is to be held at the Yay Sale Yards complex on the 8th of December. All our flood affected community is welcome and those who have lost pasture or fencing are encouraged to pre-register in a link which I will share in the minutes for some additional aid. Emering Rural and Rapid Relief Team have been able to secure fencing wire and some generous pasture seed donations from Murrindindi's own Valley Seeds and Yark, which will be distributed to those who register. I'd like to acknowledge the efforts of Brent and Andrew and of council officers who have worked with their respective teams to bring about this community wellbeing event. Councillors and council staff have taken the opportunity to meet with community and pop-up events over the last month. I attended the Alexandra Spring Fair, Tagini Twilight Market and Yay Market, as community feedback was sought on primarily on their transition to the four-stream waste and recycling system and Council's housing and settlement strategy. Moving forward, I thank Council for entrusting me with the corporate and governance portfolio for the year ahead. And I look forward to sharing with community the strategic journey this Council will embark upon as the 2023-2024 budgets and priorities are proposed for community consideration over the months coming. Community members looking to contribute on discussions on capital works priorities or fees and charges, please continue to take the opportunity online and in person to express your feedback. Finally, my thanks to Ms. Benazzi for so rapidly responding to my request to assemble a forum for those community members in Akron who have been acutely affected by ongoing flood event. And thank you, Councillor Walsh, for sensitively leading the proceedings. The goal was for senior council representatives to meet those most directly impacted, to express the enormity of the situation, to seek local intelligence on the most pressing needs and to set appropriate remediation expectations for the community. Frustrations and anxiety remain, but the community's concerns were heard and some valuable conversations have ensued. Crucially, some local bridge management intelligence has been heeded by the Shire engineers. I extend a grateful community's most sincere appreciation to our emergency services personnel, council staff, and particularly the volunteers, friends and neighbours who continue to turn out and to turn up and support right across the Shire because friends, neighbours and their community matters. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Gilligan. Councillor Gerringer.
No, thank you, Mayor.
You? Councillor Wood.
No, thank you. Excuse me.
Councillor Gordon.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Walsh. In my portfolio area, as a result of the rain and associated flooding events spanning several weeks across Victoria and our Shire, our Shire has been significantly impacted like many others, and this damage will have a lasting impact on the Murrindindi community. Each of the towns within the municipality has been affected by this significant event, either directly or indirectly. The area suffered mass road closures and widespread property damage, particularly on Thursday the 13th of October and Friday the 14th of October 2022. This resulted in significant disruption to our community members being locked into or out of their own properties, as well as impacting revenue for small business and tourist operators. The full impact of the 2022 floods on public and private property within Murrindindi Shire is constantly evolving as more information is obtained. At this stage, it is estimated that the cost of these floods to council, assets alone, is at least $25 million. However, if we consider the true cost of the ongoing wet weather and the degradation of our roads network, the extra costs run into tens of millions. With respect to council assets, there have been major impacts on roads and bridges, with six badly damaged bridges, maybe up to 19 in total. Surveys are continuing after each subsequent rain event. 150 sections of road are seriously damaged across 15 of council's arterial roads. There is suspected pavement damage to many other sections as well. This has been seen widely where repairs are made and there is subsequent sinking of the repair within a couple of weeks. It is important to drive with caution and vigilance. With regard to ongoing project delivery and operations, so in addition to responding to the emergency, and entering the recovery phase, officers are also maintaining the capital works program and have also begun the planning process for 23-24. We have about 130 projects to deliver this year, with many started or tendered to start. Some key projects reaching completion, including the Alexandra Youth Precinct, which will be completed by Christmas. New car parks on Downey and Bailey Streets are to commence soon. Major projects just starting include the Blue Gums Trail and the Falls Road, Mount Kitchener Path and drainage projects. The road asset management plan review has been delayed by the flood emergency. And I would imagine that will be ongoing for a while. In the area of Department of Emergency Management, that poor, huge team of one or two officers are continuing to lead the work on planning and implementing flood recovery for council. On a good community note, our communities continue to demonstrate the resilience and determination. And I was delighted to be invited to be part of the official opening of the Mirror and Community Gardens, and then to attend the opening of the Mary's Hall Art Show later that same night, opened by CEO Ms. Benazzi. The Mirror and Community Garden is yet another successful project that was the outcome of the community planning project initiated by Council during 2019 and 2020. The vision for the garden, which was designed during the rolling COVID-19 lockdowns, was to provide colour, life and a free source of edible herbs and greens for locals and visitors. The garden also provides a chance for people to connect and get to know each other as they cater for the space or stop to have a look. Both the garden and art show are a credit to Marysville community members, all volunteers who continue to provide opportunities for people to connect even during these difficult times. And then finally, this will be my final report for this valuable portfolio of council assets and emergency management. And I would just like to extend gratitude to the director for his patience. It's been a big learning curve for me this year, and to the officers who have always gone out of their way to explain all the details to me. So thank you very much and pass that on. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Bush.
Thank you,
Mr. Jordan. Councillor Hazel. Thank you,
Mr. Mayor. I have a short report. In line with many others in council and the community, my activities as a ward councillor and for the past week as mayor during November can easily be summarised in three words: floods, rain, storms. The impacts of the floods have been obvious. The rains have extensively damaged the rest of our road network, and also fallen trees have had to be cleared. While taking the opportunity earlier today to thank our outdoor and engineering teams for their efforts over this time, I want to formally thank them again tonight so that I know my thanks are recorded in the minutes. As already alluded to by Councillor Gallagher, we held a meeting last week at Akron to discuss road access and the damaged breakaway bridge, and the meeting was particularly pleasing. Initial tensions transitioned into a frank and open discussion. I thank the community members for the points they made and their suggestions for the way ahead. As a result, we have a much greater appreciation of their concerns, and I'm sure it will lead to more rapid, better results. Closer to home, I'd like to thank the Alexandra RSL for officiating at the Remembrance Day ceremony at the Ark Monument. We had a very good turnout to what is always a unique occasion. And I would be remiss if I didn't also thank the team that runs the Yark Market, because once again, despite the weather, they showed that they could provide an excellent community gathering, and they stay open come what may. With respect to my former portfolio of corporate and governance, the work is concentrated on the financial impacts of the floods and of planning a whole new budget as a result, basically screwing up the plans they've done to date and starting all over again. On a personal note, I want to thank Mr. Cheswood and Ms. Nichols-Beatty for providing valuable information and tolerating my wilder ideas at each of our monthly meetings over the past 2 years.
Thanks, Mayor Walsh. Last Friday, I signed the transition from response to recovery agreement for the October 2022 floods, which is the formal handover document in emergency management in Victoria. This means that the Victoria State Emergency Service has handed over the responsibility for the recovery coordination to Murrumbidgee Shire Council. We acknowledge that the recovery in Murrumbidgee is going to take a number of years, whether it be recovery for the lost homes, farming impacts, or damage to critical council and community infrastructure. As part of our recovery planning, Council held the inaugural Municipal Flood Recovery Committee meeting on Tuesday, 15 November. This is a subcommittee of the Municipal Emergency Management Committee, and its roles include to engage with and support our community over the times ahead, identify and monitor known and emerging recovery issues within the municipality, advocate for services and resources to enhance recovery outcomes, and assess local risks or issues escalated to the committee and develop mitigation actions. The committee comprises of a mix of agencies, local organisations and community representatives,
and state government departments. Over the coming weeks, we will be engaging with the impacted local communities to collectively plan for the future. There will be a number of events designed to bring communities together, connect people into the available support and funding, and support the well-being of our communities. One such opportunity is the Farmers Community Connect event on Thursday, the 8th of December, mentioned by Councillor Gallagher. I encourage farmers to register before the 1st of December on the RRT website by searching Farmers Community Connect Yay. I am very pleased to advise that we have received endorsement from Reconciliation Australia for our Reflect Reconciliation Action Plan. This is a great milestone in our reconciliation journey. The next step is to bring the RAP to life in our organisation, and we will be working with our traditional owners on this process. On Saturday, the 5th of November, I was honoured, together with the then Mayor, Councillor Carpenter, to speak at the 2022 Alexandra Fire Brigade Awards presentation evening at the Alexandra Football and Netball Club to recognise and pay tribute to the members for their years of service. Since the last council meeting, I had the pleasure of opening the Marysville Art Show held at the Mira Building with Councillor McCauley. This art show has a history that goes back 50 years and provides a great way for local and regional artists to showcase their talents and be recognised for their work. Last Saturday, I was also invited to open the Jeff Hyde Sculpture Exhibition at Rennie Gallery in Acheron, titled Losing My Marbles. The event went ahead despite being delayed for a few weeks due to the floods, when roads were underwater, cutting off access to the property for several days. When we developed our council plan 2021-2025, we heard that the community wanted more opportunities to come together and celebrate and to have access to a diverse and culturally enriching range of recreational opportunities. These kinds of events are important to restore a sense of normality as we recover from the floods. They build community connectedness and resilience. And they also help our visitor economy, providing even more reasons for people to spend time here and experience the many wonders our Shire has to offer.
Thank you. Item 7, record of council briefing sessions. We have a recommendation that council receive and note the records of council briefing sessions for the 24th of October through to the 18th of November 2022. We'll have a councillor to look at the recommendation. Councillor Carpenter. And the second. Councillor Gordon. Councillor, all those in favour? Thank you. Harry. Item 8, sealed register. Can I have someone move the recommendation, please? Councillor McCauley. Second. Councillor Gerringer. All those in favour? Thank you. Carried. That brings us to the end of the meeting. And I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:40 p.m. and thank all those who were viewing the meeting online. System support, would you please close the line?